Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, you already know. If you don't know, let me let you know. It's the In the Loop Think Tank, 713-572-4610 to get in. Just start your statement with, I think that, and there's a lot of thoughts flowing in H-Town right now. A lot of people upset. A lot of people optimistic about the Texans. You just heard James Ahedebo, who joins us on Fridays, predict the Texans will win. So there's some optimism. There's also some pessimism. There's also some anger. We encourage all of that in the think tank. 713-572-4610. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we are because nobody cares. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that the Astros, boo, come on, man, help us out a little bit more. And, man, you know this phrase with UPS, man. God dog it, JR with UPS, stop snitching on me, man. Can you believe this guy that went and told on me saying that I'm distracted because I'm driving and calling y'all at the same time?
Oh, man.
I want y'all to know, man, that we ain't got no beef out here with FedEx, man. We out here, all out here trying to get a penny, man. That's all it is. And I don't know if you know this guy, man, but Stephen A. Smith, man, I want y'all, if y'all ever see him, tell him he has not been validated. He cannot speak for black people. I don't know what's going on. Wow. He think he is the man. He can speak for black people.
Wow.
Y'all have a good one.
His hood card has been taken away.
Damn, dude. I always am kind of uncomfortable when one person tries to speak for a whole race.
Yeah.
It never ends well.
It's just kind of weird. Yeah. It's like when someone on social media says we.
Mm-hmm.
Who's we?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, who are you speaking for?
You got a mouse in your
what
pocket.
Are you, David Koresh?
Oh, God.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Astros went into this series with a little bit too much confidence, a little bit too much swag. And this humbling experience will light a fire under them, and they will come back next year better than we've ever seen them.
That's a great take. I totally agree. I think they got a little too big for the britches. Well, Pavetech was rooting against them the whole time, so it doesn't matter. You just have to see him lose.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yo, I think if you point at the person you're taking a selfie with, your finger should be cut off.
Figgy points in the pick. He just took a pick with Pavetech, and he did the point.
He did?
Yeah, Figgy did the
nothing
point.
Wrong with that.
Figgy does the point to the guy.
My guy BK over at Prison Break Tattoos, that's his shtick.
The point, too?
He's real big on the point, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about the point. It's kind of weird.
I'm not sure what it's
I don't get it. What does
well,
it say?
You're loving up the person you're next to. Yeah. So like
look
you
at
can,
him.
Yeah, like,
it's
hey,
a point?
Look at this guy. There you go.
No, not like the, yeah, the wrestling one. Point. The wrestling yeah. point over the hand is one thing, but the point? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
If that's your thing.
The single gun.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think I blame the Astros loss on Sports Radio 610. Because once McCullers come on y'all show, he sucked. Tyler White comes on y'all show, he super glued his dagger back to his shoulder, he sucked. All this sucking, oh my gosh, my riches are calling. Okay, I got to go.
Oh, God.
Two things. Number one, McCullers has been on since last year when they won the World Series.
This is true.
So you can't blame him for that. Number two, if you want to blame somebody for Tyler White, you need to blame Jose Altuve, and I think that would be unfair because Jose Altuve becoming the DH meant that the Big Pudding didn't get enough at bats and he was a little bit rusty.
This is true.
I just called him the Big Pudding.
Maybe
damn.
Maybe you need to blame his cell phone carrier. That's
he
who I'd blame.
He doesn't want you calling him that.
Big Pudding, Great White, who cares? That's a stupid thing to argue about. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, one thing, help y'all out. Just call it season two, episode two, man, to make it a little easier. And another, my Texas take is we're going to win. Our coach is going to do something better. He's probably holding on because he don't want to get embarrassed by his best friend there. And I got something for Lopez.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Oh, since you're a dog lover, I go to your house, I deliver a package, you know, your dog walks up to me and I give him the old, how you doing, boy? You know, I drop the package at the front door, ring doorbell and whatnot. And I walk back, and I get in the truck and I see your dog hiking his leg up like John McClane on your package. you come to the door, you know, and the dog's looking at you and whatnot, and you fix back up. You look at Sam like, you know, think nothing of it because it's wet. So, in that sense, is your dog...
Man, I apologize. I couldn't hang anymore.
You must have been on that Tyler White cell phone plan.
I couldn't hang much longer. You gotta do something more than that. I'm sorry, sir, but thank you very much. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Hans on a mobile. You asked yesterday about Franz. By the way, I just want to pump you up. But yeah, Franz, he is with the Texans at the Methodist Training Center trying to help him with all the soft tissue injuries. So hear me now and believe me later, because the Texans Sport und Performance-Führer is a sorry little girly man who knows only a fan from making expensive construction projects. If you know anything about...
All right, let me just say this right now. All right, hold on just a second.
Can we jump the shark?
Hold on just a second, because I'm going to say this right now. Congratulations to the Houston Astros. And I don't usually say that about a team that just got their butt kicked like they did four games in a row. Mm-hmm. But that's the second worst performance that I've seen in the last 2 days. Because the start of this Think Tank on a Friday has been an absolute disgrace. Get your heads out of your butts, loopholes,
you know,
and bring
is?
Me something else. And stay in your lane. You don't have to try too hard. You guys are great. Yeah, we don't need this.
You know what it is? And I'm talking to the loopholes now as much as you guys.
Damn. They made me lose this segment.
All our great characters, and you know them all, became great characters because they were short, sweet, out, and funny.
Exactly. Right. You know why McDonald's has been around for so long?
Yeah.
They didn't try to make spaghetti.
Right. Right.
They didn't sit there and say, hey, here's some Chinese food.
Yeah, do what you do.
Do what you do.
Led Zeppelin doesn't sing, you know, cover songs. They sing their hits.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Man, I think these loopholes are completely out of control.
They are.
But I want to tell you what I really think. I think these are heady, heady times in Houston, Texas, when we can be disappointed by losing the championship to a really great Boston team. And I also think that we are going to get our butt handed to us this weekend in Jacksonville. I hate to say it, but that's just what I think.
All right, that's how you do it.
That's great. Right, good bounce back.
That's a good take, though.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think after 21 years and 8 different teams, Vince Carter should just give it up. He used to be hot sauce, but now he just catch up running slow.
I just can't say anything.
I don't know. He can still hoop, bro.
I can't say
he
anything
He had 14
bad
the
him.
Other night.
He used to be hot sauce.
Great A human being, too. Up. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I think that y'all are getting away from the foundation of the Think Tank and letting all these fools talk too much now.
Well, we just tried to correct it.
We're trying to stop it, man.
Yeah, I know. We got
to
coach better.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Chris Myers, guy
there
here.
You go.
I think I know who's going to have a good dinner tonight. Mattress Mac. He cashed in, boys.
Oh, all those mattresses.
Did he do a little fist pump when they lost?
No.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Could see.
Insurance covers it all anyway.
Hello, this is Gupta again. And while the Astros made me sad, I think I should take this time to remember a good man, a great man, the Think Tank's very own Earl. While we loved his funny takes and the way he said Kukli, we will miss him greatly. And I hope that we can all take a moment of our lives to remember Earl. Thank you. Rest in peace, my brother. Thank you.
That's how you do it. Good call, Gupta.
Thanks, Gupta.
Earl's got like 4.5 minutes. Earl's got 4.5 minutes, or else we're going to declare him dead at the end of this Think Tank.
Are we?
Yes.
He's got to.
I don't want to do it yet.
We have to. We've given him 2 weeks.
Come on, bro. You know what movie opens today?
Halloween.
That SOB died 600 times. Earl can stay alive, too.
All I'm saying is we've got 4.5 minutes.
By the way, have y'all seen Jamie Lee Curtis's pillows?
She's bad, bro.
Huh?
She's bad, bro. Are pillows like breasts?
Well, I mean...
Are pillows breasts?
Yes.
That's what they call them?
But lately?
No.
God,
she's bad,
she's
dude.
Still bringing it strong.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
John, you look at me like...
I think Joe West is still at the buffet, man. They can't get him to leave.
Joe West.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Or Joe West.
Go.
I think Bill O'Brien just needs to take a step back, take a deep breath, hire in an offensive coordinator to start giving the play calling some fresh looks, and that way he can concentrate on doing other things. What do y'all think?
I think that was a pretty generic take.
I think it's a good idea, but he won't do it.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Hot Take Stacy sounds like she looks at the manager, asks for the manager a lot in her life.
Wow. I could definitely see Stacy asking for the manager.
Stacy's that person. No, I was going to say, was that just nobody's talking about this guy?
Kind of.
Was that kind of a variation?
A little bit.
Nobody's talking about guy?
A little bit.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Wow, this guy, LOL, here. I think Paytex and Bill O'Brien sucks. Oh. I think the Texans would try to trade for Patrick Peterson. And I think the reason there's dried fruit is because there's no fruit lotion.
All right, you started strong. You're on the Think Tank. Go, but that is true. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that these loopholes don't understand how hard it is to have a good call. And if they want this summer, they can come in and we can all talk about it. And it's been about 6 months, and the NBA still rigged the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That was good. It took me a minute to get it, but it was good.
That was a damn good call.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the best thing that could have happened to the Astros is get punched in the mouth. Ask Rocky. Second. Well, this is FedEx Hinton, by the way. UPS, I'm sorry, you chose the wrong team. You chose the Tyler Urban of the delivery service. And I was pretty good about Sunday because, you know, it's Texas, baby. We in this thing.
Right, we are.
Friday future tripping? Might involve Tyler Irvin.
Ooh.
Might involve Tyler Irvin.
You better not say a punt returner or kick returner for a touchdown. Don't even say it.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think even though the Astros lost, at least I don't have to look at those jiggly jowls of Joe West as he chews gum.
Jiggly jowls.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think if you're a boss in corporate America, you don't let your people go for 3 years.
Well, you got to turn the radio down, homie.
Yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien's ego is a virus that can complicate frozen pizza instructions.
Those can get hard sometimes, man. Sometimes they make you turn it and stuff. Some of those frozen pizza instructions will get you. And sometimes they tell you that you're supposed to cook it on 400, but it should really be 425. Tyson Chicken Nuggets, by the way, hey, bro, it's 425, not 400. That doesn't get the job done, okay, Tyson Chicken
That's
Nuggets?
That's a hard take right there.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Listen, if you're ever at a country club and you see a Becky being publicly disowned by daddy because of the boyfriend she snuck in to introduce him to, you don't have to wonder what he is. You better believe he double parked his 82 Cutlass Supreme, walked in with a do-rag asking for fried chicken and malt liquor while showing everybody his rest in peace grandma tattoo for the grandma that raised him because his mama had him when she was only 14. Can I get a race card?
That dude is moving up the power rankings.
Who is
very
it?
Heavy.
Who is it?
That's race car guy.
It's RC.
RC.
It's RC. It's H-Town RC.
H-Town RC.
He loves him some race cars.
Yes, he does.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien hates his life. I also think that the Texans and the Rockets will come just as close as the Astros did this season and fall short just for next year for this to be the triple threat city and all of us to win a championship.
There you go.
Right.
Hey, but just so you know,
it's ballsy.
You said it could be the triple threat city because of three teams.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have three to have a triple threat.
No, you don't.
So it can just be two.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
boom.
1 hour and 5 minutes from now, a triple threat with Sean and Rich.
Five more, and if one of them's not Earl, we're declaring him dead.
That's it. Here we go.
Earl, we need you, buddy.
Countdown to Earl's death starts now.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, guys, I think we need more National Pot Days, and I think Hot Take Stacy would call the cops on somebody smoking weed.
Ooh, would Stacy call the cops on somebody smoking weed? For sure.
Nah, she wouldn't. No, she would partake.
No, she would.
She's like an agronomist, man.
Stacy would partake.
She gets her hands in the dirt.
You're in the Think Tank. Go.
Well, then there you go.
I'm not saying I hate Paul Gallant, but if my kid's name was Paul Gallant, my name would be Casey Anthony.
Wow.
That's what you call harsh.
You are on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, last year our football team looked like a real football team. This year we suck.
We were 4-12 last year.
I'm just saying, when When we got our brand new quarterback, the team was moving the ball and scoring in the red zone. That's all I'm saying is we need to, whatever we were doing then, we need to go back to it, Bill O'Brien. Yeah. Quit being stubborn.
You know what's ironic about that?
Right. Let's turn it around.
They were 3-3 last year with Deshaun Watson. They're 3-3 this year with
yep.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
very
six
ironic.
Starter.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that if the Texans don't hold up Deshaun Watson this weekend, he's going to be hurt for the rest of the season.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Can we dump that? Can we dump that? Two more. I'm not even counting that one.
Paul Gallant.
You're on the think tank. Go. That was sick.
Yeah, this is the Coco Slanger. I was just calling because I really think that the Astros lost because it was destiny. And also, it's Friday. I got paid. And I'm headed to the Palace Inn because I slang more than just Coke, baby.
You know what the Coca-Cola Swanger does, right? You know what they say about the Coca-Cola Swanger?
What's that?
Is it Swanger or Slanger?
Slanger, Swanger, who cares?
I think he doesn't. He's like, he distributes Coca-Cola, I was guessing.
No, he slangs more sausage than Jimmy Dean.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay.
Earl Campbell.
Okay.
All right, last one. You got the last word, and it's a cappella. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think since I'm benching Deshaun Watson this week, he's going to ball out.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful about that because Jaguars have been known to give up some fantasy points, and Deshaun Watson, I wouldn't bench him, sir. I'm not trying to make this a fantasy advice show, but I wouldn't bench him.
Earl's dead, man.
Earl's dead. So we got to do a little tribute to Earl in the last hour of the program. Earl no longer with us on the think tank. I'll tell you what, after the pep talk, after you guys kind of got your heads out of your collective, you know what, much, much stronger performance. As the old Marty Schottenheimer would say, It's not about how you start. It's about where you finish. Mm-hmm. So, that being said, that's the one, the only Landry Locker. That is Figgy Fig on watchintheloop.com. That's the Triple OG, John Lopez. Pavetex doing what he does, as always, on a Friday. And, of course, I am still that dude, Freddie D. Coming up next, we got picks on picks on picks on picks. Games that are being played on Sports Radio 610, our sister station, this weekend. We're going to make some picks. What say you? And, of course, the picks everybody's waiting for. Texans-Jaguars, AFC South up for grabs. Who wins? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.